Time for another La Caparra Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. And, well, Rick, here we are. It's November next week already.
Can you believe it? We already got three months under our belt here at school, and the weather's starting to change. And pretty soon we'll be in playoffs, I guess starting tonight, actually.
Yep, this week, yep.
So, yeah, the seasons keep rolling by.
That's right. How's things going out there at the school?
You know, it's going really well. We're done, pretty much done with all the construction stuff. We've had a good start to the school year with everybody being back in school. And now we're starting to do the things that hopefully help us get better as we go along in different kinds of programs. But it's going very well from my perspective. Staff's working hard, and I think after that year of, or a couple of years of COVID, it's good to kind of have all that behind us and
right.
Have people back in person.
Yep.
See kids playing sports again and all of that.
Yep. I'm glad you mentioned that before we talk about some of the happenings at Loch Parle. I just saw on the TV the other night how COVID and how the pandemic has affected schools in Minnesota. Some are behind on studies and stuff like that. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I think the older kids are going to be okay. They certainly, it sure changed everything, because everything that we were used to that we kind of took for granted, a lot of that stuff changed for older kids. My greatest concern, Paul, is for our youngest learners, those kids that were in kindergarten, first and second grade, and needing to learn the skills of reading and some of that. I got a little granddaughter that's that age, and I just, my wife and I talk all the time about, we hope they got what they needed during those years, even though they might be watching in a Zoom call right. or whatever, like we had to do there for a while. But I think that staff have really come through it well. It's been stressful, but it's really a good feeling to get back to seeing kids in person again. And I think for the most part, you know, young people are resilient. They do a lot better with change than
we do,
especially when you get to my age.
Right.
So I think we'll be okay, but I hope it's a once in a generation or whatever right. they say,
yep.
once in a lifetime thing, and
yep.
we don't have to go through that again for a while.
Yeah, it was a lot of work for you and the staff out there at the schools, that's for sure.
Yeah, that and families. I mean, families were impacted because they're all of a sudden, if they couldn't go to school, you know, they're working from home. And
yep.
So.
Well, glad that's over.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Well, you had a school board meeting on Monday night.
We did. And it was we had actually a kind of a double meeting, Paul. The first part of the meeting was a regular board meeting where we took care of regular school business, and then we shut down about 7:30. So we went from 7 to 7:30 with the regular meeting, and then the board went into a workshop session, and I'll explain a little bit
yep.
about that later. But,
okay.
But to start with, I want to mention that every month the school board takes in some gifts or donations or grants from various entities, and we're very appreciative, and those dollars sometimes are very significant. Every dollar is significant, you know.
Yes.
But I just want to mention the Martinson Foundation gave $1,000 to the elementary school in Appleton Milan for reading materials. The Nibby Family Charitable Foundation gave the middle school and high school after-school homework help a total of about $4,000 to be used throughout the course of the year. And then the robotics team got a donation from somebody anonymously for $640. And while those things are kind of quiet, a lot of people maybe don't even know about them, we sure appreciate them, and they make everything a little nicer than they otherwise would be.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
Thanks to those donors, and just know that those gifts will be put to good use.
Okay, good.
We also, at every board meeting, Paul, have student council members there. And last night, Taylor Shellstead and Gabe Lowry were there. And they give the board a little update on all the things that are going on within the student body that week. These two people are very strong student leaders, and they make a very professional report to the board and anybody that's at the meeting. just on student activities. And, of course, they were reporting on the homecoming and everything that's happened since then. But it's very interesting, and that's why we're all there. You know, it's usually adults at a board meeting, but we're there for students, and they really represented themselves well last night.
Good to include the students in the board meeting.
They have a say, and they take it seriously, and it's always a meaningful report. And each month there will be a couple different students,
okay,
that get this responsibility. So we appreciate it very much.
Okay. Good.
I also want to mention under personnel that Deb Clark, education assistant, and Sandy Olson, who was the assistant cook at Appleton Milan, and Deb was in the high school program here, both tendered their retirement letters effective in November and December, respectfully. But we're very appreciative of them spending all their time they have and doing the work they've done over the years for the Lac qui Parle School District.
Okay.
Brenda Domeyer, our finance director, made a pretty routine report on stuff that's going on out of the finance offices, and largely they're working through the audit at this time of year, and we should have a full audit report probably in November or December. The board approved a contract with Prairie Playhouse Child Care Center for the 23 school year, and that included a slight increase in rent, but they do the daycare and child care for the Appleton Milan part of our school district. Mm-hmm. The board also set a date to canvass election results. Of course, the election's on November 8th. We encourage everybody to vote overall, but especially for school board members. We have three board members running for re-election. All are incumbents now, but Corey Thorsland, Scott Kahn, and Matt Carmody make up half of the school board. And so we appreciate their willingness to lead. And two of those people have been on the board for 8 or more years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt Carmody just got on this last year, and so he's up for re-election. But they're all really good people, and I appreciate their willingness to engage like they do on behalf of all of our kids and staff.
And we encourage people to get out and vote.
Absolutely. Whether you do it absentee or in person, it's just important to register your vote on things.
That's right.
Okay. The board approved a snow removal quote from, it was from Fernholz Concrete Snow Removal for the MMN building here in town. And they previously had approved a snow removal contract for the Appleton Milan building from Dan Tossel's Snow Removal Service.
And that's important, snow removal. It'll be coming, huh?
Yeah, either we get those guys to agree to those contracts, or I guess superintendents and radio announcers got to get out sweep up the sidewalks, right?
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I'm just very thankful for the work those guys do.
That's absolutely.
And, you know, on their behalf, they're doing a lot of that stuff at 4 and 5 o'clock or earlier in the morning, so that if we have school on time, it's as safe as it can be for everybody. So we appreciate their willingness to help out.
Okay.
Just a couple other brief reports here, Paul. The swimming pool at Lac qui Parle High School is being readied for use. During construction, it was all shut down. We're just waiting for some parts on a boiler unit that should be coming in, and then Adam Loy, our building and grounds director, will get that repaired, and then the swimming pool can start to be used again. I don't know if everybody knows, but the board authorized Dennis Williams, who works on wind turbines, to work on the windmill that we have out there. And he feels like he'll be able to order the parts, and once those parts are here, get them installed, and we'll get the
up and running again.
Get the thing up and running again. And it is costing about $6,000 to do the repairs, but we anticipate there'll be more than twice that gets generated just in the first year alone.
Yep.
So
good.
So it'll pay for itself.
That's been there a long time, that wind turbine.
That's what they tell me. As I'm getting to meet people, they'll say that they maybe were in school and were there the day they turned that on, or their parents were.
Yep.
And we look back at the history of that a little bit, but it's pretty interesting, and we're very excited to get it running. Of course, as luck would have it, the guys to fix that thing, got to crawl up the scaffolding or whatever. And there are rules that say if the wind's blowing more than 25 miles an hour, they can't ascend or descend from the windmill. Okay. So we'll work around the weather to do that.
Okay.
And then I think the public probably knows, but we had some wind damage, of course, across the whole community in the month of May.
Yep, and, a couple times.
Yeah, and we had some rain and wind damage at the Madison Main Gymnasium there. So we were just reporting to the board last night that the hail adjusters were out and the wind adjusters were out to determine what amount of damage there is, and we're getting after that. So I anticipate there'll be some repairs, you know, over the course of the next few months,
okay.
But updated the board on that.
Okay.
So then, Paul, we adjourned, and then the board went into a workshop session. And the difference here is that in a workshop, the board can't make any decisions, approving something or denying something. They just hear reports.
Okay.
And when I came on board a year ago, the board was very concerned about wanting to be very transparent, and so they want to make sure that all the board members know all the information about different projects we have going on or initiatives. So what we're going to do as we go through this year is pause every once in a while and allow for a workshop to make sure that the entire board is well aware of, you know, most of the details with all of these projects.
Yeah. And so everybody knows what this group is doing and this group. Everybody's in the same room.
Exactly,
sharing what they're doing.
Yeah, okay. We've probably got about six or seven committees, and we'll have two or three board members on each committee. So they know what's going on the work they're doing. But sometimes, unless we stop and pause and communicate like this, they might not know what's they might not have the detail. And they all get asked by the public, what's going on with this or what's going on with that? And we want the public to make sure that they hear what's going on. So
good.
This is something we just started last night, though.
Okay.
And there were six reports. Our school psychologist, Andrea Hagen, reported on two of them. And one has to do with the least restrictive environment, which is all of our special education programs. We're just making sure that we're totally compliant with the law and that we're serving kids who might have a individual education plan as we're supposed to. So we're being compliant. She also reported on, we had some conversation about maybe starting our own alternative learning program. Mm. But we have enough other things going on in the district that last night her recommendation was that we pause that to see the impact of some of the other things we're doing, as maybe it won't be needed. Okay. But if it is, we can always revisit it. Hope Schmidt and Maureen Heineke. Hope works with our English Language Learner Program, and Maureen is the district teaching and learning director. And they made a very interesting report on the English Language Learner Program and what we need to do or continue to do to remain compliant across the board. We have about 140 kids whose first language isn't English, and so they're dual language learners. They know their own language, and they're needing to learn English so they can be successful in school. So they had a very good report on that. Scott Swatsky and Paul Lowry reported on some research they're doing into a modified block schedule, changing from a 7-period day, which we've had since I was in school in a lot of districts, to some classes being a little longer, some being a little shorter. In the ways of the world, is probably not that big of a deal, but when you've been doing something a long time, we want to make sure what we're doing is appropriate. And then also making some adjustments to the middle school schedule. On the heels of all the restructuring we did last year, we're finding out that we would like to do a couple things differently, so they talked to the board about those things. And then also, anime you're running three buildings, there are always facility needs, so we talked with the board about next steps with some of the air handling units at the high school, middle school building, and some of the outdoor recreational facilities out there, tennis courts and baseball field and track complex. So those were just reports, a chance to get to know what's going on, but we feel like we're walking more in lockstep when we do that once in a while.
That's good to do.
Yeah.
To hear from everybody, so
I think it is, and with with you and Maynard and others allowing us to be on the air once in a while, we're trying to be more transparent with the public too about things they might be wondering about,
right,
and wanting them to know it's their school district, and the more they know about it, the more they'll own it, and we're very proud of trying to make that happen.
All right. What I just learned by listening to you here in the last few minutes is there's a lot going on out at Lacapral Valley, isn't there?
There is a lot, and I want to just publicly thank our teachers and paraprofessionals because they're in the mix of a lot of the change.
Yep.
But they're, we've got an outstanding staff. We think in our two elementaries right now, we really have got an elite setup. If you want to send your kids to school with low class sizes and outstanding educators, this is the place to do that. And so I really commend all of our staff for the work they're doing and how they're hanging with us on all these compliance things we're trying to bring about.
All right, real good, Rick. Well, thanks for coming in the studio and filling us in what's happening out at Lacapral Valley again.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and you make sure you dress warmly tonight.
Yeah,
I will. you got a cold football game maybe you're setting at.
Yeah, it's a full week of section sports every night this week. So.
All right. All right. Have fun with it.
Thank you, Rick. That's Rick Ellenworth, the Lacapral Valley superintendent, with another Lacapral Valley update.